Good morning and welcome to episode 6 of our monthly live Q&A session with Sinton's family team. Just a quick reminder, as I usually do at this point, that these sessions have come about due to the high volume of questions we received for our live Q&A session during the recent Good Divorce Week. We weren't able to answer anywhere near the questions that you put to us, so we thought that these monthly sessions would be a good idea moving forward. And we have been and continue to run them at 10 a.m. live on Teams on the third Friday of each month. So, as with previous sessions, Sophie Dodds, who is a solicitor in the family team here at Sinton's, is going to answer three of the questions that you have put to us. So, without any further ado, straight over to Sophie. Sophie, good morning, and over to you.
Hello, and welcome to the May edition of the Family Law Q&A. So, the three questions we have today, the first is, who pays for the divorce petition? So there is a court fee payable of £593, and the person making the application, who is known as the applicant, will be responsible for paying this fee. This can be agreed to be split equally between the parties before the application is made. Since no-fault divorce has been introduced in April of this year, it is extremely difficult to obtain a costs order from the court requesting the other party to pay your legal costs. It is therefore essential that if you wish to split the costs, this is agreed and the money has been transferred before filing the divorce application with the court. The second question is, how long will a divorce take? So the divorce process now takes 26 weeks in total. From making the application, the applicant has 20 weeks before they can apply for the conditional order, which is the first stage of the divorce. This is a cooling off period to ensure the applicant has made the right decision. Once you have the conditional order from the court, the applicant must wait 6 weeks and 1 day before they can apply for the final order. The final order means the divorce has been finalised and the marriage is officially over. Please note that this period could take longer than 26 weeks if you do have finances on divorce to resolve, as it may take more time to negotiate a financial settlement. The final question today is, my spouse cheated. What does that mean in terms of who gets more? So presumably this means in relation to the finances and any property that has been accumulated during the marriage. So the simple answer is no, it does not matter. The reason for the breakdown of the marriage has no impact upon the financial settlement reached. There is also no option to blame the other party during the divorce process for the breakdown of the marriage. This is when no-fault divorce was introduced, and the aim is to encourage more amicable separations, which is better for all parties involved and any children. Conduct can be factored into a financial settlement reached, but the conduct must be extremely bad. And unfortunately, infidelity is not classed as such bad conduct that would result in the other party receiving a larger share of the assets. So hopefully that's answered those questions for you. We have recently launched our Sinton's Family Instagram page, so please go over and follow us at Sinton's Family for more family law questions and answers. Thank you, and I will see you next month for the June edition of the Family Law Q&A.
Thanks, Sophie. Just so you're aware, the firm continues to work hard to produce and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of this Family Q&A session. And you can also follow the family team on Twitter at SintonsHR, should you wish to, and also on Instagram at SintonsFamily. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you on the third Friday of June, and we very much look forward to engaging with you then. Thank you once again for the amount of people that continue to tune into these sessions and to send in the questions. We are trying to work through them as quick as possible. Thank you once again. Stay safe, everyone.